Ja, jeden Monat präsentiert Ja Musik interessante Künstler aus Beispiel Norwegen, Schweden, Finnland oder auch aus Dänemark im Flugsbau. Ja, so auch heute. Und diesmal mit dabei sind Amanda Delara aus Norwegen, Text TV 666 aus Finnland, ja, und das schwedische Duo Flora Cash. Und die beiden, die sind jetzt bei mir im Studio und ich sag erstmal Hallo Spresser in High Cole.
Hi.
Welcome to Flux FM. How are you?
Good. We're very How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine as well. Yeah. So, to be honest, I got really, really caught by your music when I was when I listened to it for the first time, and I thought, oh, these guys must be classically trained somehow. So, is that true?
Yeah, absolutely true. No, actually not.
Actually, the farthest thing from classically trained. Yeah. We're totally both self-taught musicians for the most part.
I mean,
other than some music in school, but it was never. We didn't focus on that as an education.
No.
Okay, but it sounds so brilliant that I thought there must be. Okay, DIY is cool.
Thank you.
That's what we're all about. So,
yeah. So Cole, you're from Minnesota?
Yes.
And Shapra, you're from Stockholm?
Yeah, like basically I'm from South Sweden, but I moved to Stockholm.
Like everybody does in Berlin.
Exactly. So yeah.
But you've been to Berlin already?
A few times, when I was a kid.
And you have relatives here in Germany as
Yeah,
well?
Yeah, I do.
What about your German?
What's that?
What about your German?
I'm actually excellent in German. Ich heiße Spresser. Was machst du?
Oh, great.
Yeah, auf Wiedersehen. No, not yet.
Danke.
Danke,
So, when it comes to your music, so the relationship between you is something that it's quite important when it comes to your music. So first of all, I thought, okay, it's a couple, so maybe they're together somehow. But but to go back in your history, I think I would call it it's a SoundCloud incident. Would you agree?
Totally.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah, that would have been a good band name. Actually.
Yeah,
the SoundCloud incident.
Actually,
so how came it all together? So you met on SoundCloud somehow. You wrote each other, or
I actually found Cole on SoundCloud. I was looking for some new music as a, you know, to some inspiration. It's so fun to listen to music, obviously. And I found him and I wrote to him and I was like, oh, I really love him. Yeah, I honestly fell in love with his music and his voice. I was just blown away. And his lyrics, yeah, everything, Cole. and then we started, then you...
I saw her commenting on my songs and then I had to listen to her stuff. And then that led to us starting, we added each other as friends on Facebook, you know, that's the natural progression.
Second step.
Yeah, exactly.
So SoundCloud, then Facebook.
Yep. So then we exchanged some messages there and it started out as kind of like, well, we should collaborate as musically sometime. And then it sort of gradually got more personal. And then we started Skyping and we Skyped for 5 months and, before we ever met and we considered ourselves in a relationship actually. So it was like a Skype relationship and then we met in June that year in person and we have basically been together ever since.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think we've been apart for more than like 8 hours actually.
No, we haven't.
In all those years.
Oh my gosh.
That was 2012. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So you can cope with that.
Yeah. You either learn to love it or it tears you apart. But actually it's just made us kind of closer, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Actually, we enjoy each other's company and we get to do like music. We love music. So as long as you get to do what you love most, you know,
exactly.
I think it's fine.
So you have a project and a common vision.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, you brought a guitar and you brought your voice.
Yes.
So let's mix it somehow.
Cool.
Yeah.
So which song will you play?
I'll let you.
Oh.
Sing.
No, you tell.
Oh, no, it's one of our newer tracks, actually. We released it along with another track, and this one is called The Bad Boys.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, dann wollen wir doch jetzt mal hören. Hier bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag und heute Abend im Flugsbau Flora Cash.
You and I have been here and countless others have been here and they have reason to. And all that we have staked on this love is blistered. When it's gone, then it's truly gone. Seems like it's always been this way. I know the reason that you stay. And they don't. You You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way. You and I, baby, to the top, hey. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. Countless others have lain here, and they have reason to. And all these precious blights, though they find the concert, all they've got is all they truly got. I know we're yellow and they're gold. I know it's hard just growing old, and they don't. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way. You and I, baby, to the top, hey. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way. You and I, baby, to the top, hey. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. You and I, baby, we're the bad boys. They don't even know. You and I, baby, it's a long way.
It's a long way.
You and I, baby, to the top.
To the top.
You and I, baby, we're the bad boys.
They don't even know. They don't even know. Oh,
wundervoll. Flora Cash hier bei mir im Studio. Ich mache mal ein bisschen Applaus hier.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Great Dankeschön. Song. It's always different hearing music when it's played live than
right,
from
of course.
Any other CD or whatever.
Yeah.
So great to have you here. Flora Cash haben wir gerade gehört. Heute Abend spielen sie im Fluxbau bei der Ja-Ja-Ja-Sause. Und was ich natürlich auch nochmal wissen will von den beiden, your album's called Nothing Lasts Forever and it's fine. It will come out on April the 21st.
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
in Germany.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
Everywhere else.
Yeah. There'll be a vinyl record and everything.
Yeah.
Oh. It'll be pretty cool.
So when it comes to the phrase, nothing lasts forever, ever, and it's fine. So if I'm in a situation that I don't like, I can say, oh, okay, this nothing will last forever. But when it comes to you, you're starting a career and you're mm-hmm. starting also some sort of relationship.
Yeah.
You got married?
Yeah,
okay. We did.
So
yeah.
It's not some sort of marriage. It's a real relationship. So when it comes to the end, and it's fine that it won't last forever, do you think that it's that you would take away some kind of urge, or who came up with the term? So
that was actually Spressa.
Yeah, actually it was.
In which situation?
Well, actually, the true situation
yeah,
was
ahead.
When I was cooking, mm-hmm. because we always, like I said, we do music a lot. So even when we cook, we do it. And I was cooking and
it's not a very glamorous story, actually.
But then we started singing on the song and I came up with this, nothing lasts forever and it's fine. And that's how it came up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just kind of came out of her. But in retrospect, like when we started analyzing like the lyrics that we came up with, I don't know. We started to find kind of a meaning in that for us, you know, and we thought that it was a good way to describe the album, just because, like, you know, I think a healthy like acceptance of change is something that we really we always kind of try to believe in for ourselves,
like,
even though it's hard sometimes, you know, to have a positive perspective
of course, and but also like the thought of actually nothing will last forever, either even if it's good or bad, you know. So just do take it, mm-hmm. take that moment and do the best of it, or at least try to remember that, you know.
Live it to the fullest.
Yeah. And, yeah. It's not always easy. So it's a good reminder, I think, to mm-hmm. remember.
Mm-hmm. And also, it really, as you said, it does go both ways. Yeah. I mean, like, it is, like, to me, I just think of it more as just an acceptance almost of change and evolution, really. Yeah. Like, yeah. at the end of the day, like, yeah. it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Nichts ist für immer. Und das ist auch ganz gut. So, ja, man kann sich dann auf jeden Fall auch noch ein bisschen Hoffnung rausziehen. So, Cole, as I heard, it's the first time for you here in Berlin. So, yes. Any plans to go tomorrow after the concert?
Well, do you want to give us any tips?
Uh-huh. So, as long as the sun is out, I think you can go everywhere else.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
It's a beautiful city. Oh. And I like when we walk around, we walked around a bit yesterday. Our flight got in pretty early.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the city is amazing and that it you can walk like 10 minutes and all of a sudden it feels like you're in a very different yeah. area. Like it's mm-hmm. just, it feels like there's these little hubs of interesting activity yeah. It's quite refreshing, actually. Yeah. I mean, we love Stockholm, but it's got a refreshing spirit here, for sure.
Yeah, and so. Also, like, the weather is so nice. So as soon as we got off, it's like, oh my gosh, it's spring here, mm-hmm. like, from the snow to here. Yeah, I was like, imagine. I'm not leaving. I'm just staying here forever.
But you have to go more south then to experience more blue.
But this is great. I like this balance. It's like, you can wear this jacket, but yet, you know, still,
So anything that you do before you go to the Flugsbau today? So having dinner or...
Well, obviously we will eat something.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe have a beer or two.
Currywurst. German beer. Do you know Currywurst?
Currywurst. I read a sign when I walked. I was like, what is that?
This is something that you have to experience before you go on stage.
Is that true? A Currywurst.
We'll do that.
So if you vegetarian like, Currywurst.
But it's also like, vegetarian.
I can eat the Currywurst a lot.
I will occasionally have some meat. But
you take the sauce then.
Exactly.
Oh, it's sauce on it.
Yeah, the curry. There's ketchup.
Oh, curry. Oh, yeah.
With curry inside.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's mixed up with the sausage.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
It does.
It's, yeah. It's,
yeah.
I may just try it for cultural experience. Okay. You know, for
you
sure.
Should.
You can make an exception.
Yeah, exactly. I believe in that sometimes.
So, die gehen jetzt beide gleich erstmal noch Currywurst essen, dank mir, und sind heute Abend auf jeden Fall auf der Bühne im Flugsbau bei Ja, 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 zusammen mit der Amanda De Lara und auch TexTV 666. Leider alles ausverkauft, aber das Schöne ist, wir haben noch Tickets. Und wenn ihr die haben wollt, dann greift ihr jetzt schnell zum Hörer und wählt 030, also Berlin, und dann noch 2000, 9000 hinterher. Und dann geht der Ron hoffentlich ans Telefon und dann hat er euch noch Tickets klar gemacht. Hey, guys, we will listen to another track. Sadness is taking over. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
we love that song.
Actually. Yeah, actually.
Oh, and I love the video. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Any plans you to so come much. Back again in the summer?
Or? Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, we can't talk about any specific plans, but we're in some talks to hopefully come back in the summer. So hopefully we get that solidified because we would love to come back.
Yeah, so
as soon as possible.
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely.
I will do a festival with First Aid Kit and you as headliners.
Oh, amazing.
That would be freaking awesome.
I like the fact that we're also headliners.
Yeah, sure. Flora Cash hier heute zu Gast und wir hören noch rein in Sadness is Taking Over.